Let us stop all of that for a second and turn to Kristen Smith of the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce. We've got a short and sweet business beat because there's a lot going on locally as well.
A not so special one. You know, there's
a not so special. They're all special.
They're all special. Okay, yeah. So there's a special session. We're going to break away from that, and there's no notice of allegations. This is a notice of. I'm looking for an A word, a holiday notice of upcoming events. So
okay.
I'm excited about this. I drove here because I was running late, so I need to actually get some steps in, and I hope to do it downtown. The Downtown Partnership has a great website, part of their website that is dedicated to holiday events. So go to downtownchapelhill.com/holidays, and you can find out what's going on, which includes Acklen Art Museum is actually hosting a make-your-own gift wrap workshop, which sounds great. Mm-hmm. And then the Downtown Partnership themselves are holding a holiday cheer open house from 3 to 5 today. This is a drop-in informal get-together at their office on Rosemary Street with cookies, cake, coffee, and holiday cheer. So walk downtown. Check out downtownchapelhill.com/holidays for the holiday events happening for the rest of the week.
Awesome. So what particular holiday events are you most excited about?
I'm most excited about crossing off some shopping.
Okay. Yeah.
Hopefully focusing on buying local. You know, one time I tried to do all my gifts from University Place, and so I think this year I want to focus on Ephesus Fordham. So
okay.
Try to concentrate my gift giving in Ephesus Fordham.
All
but
right.
but
I like
folks
that.
should check us out online at carolinachamber.org for chamber members and opportunities to buy local.
And we do have that that meeting at the Chapel Hill Carborough City School Board coming up tonight, and I know you're following that as well.
Yes, at 6 p.m. we'll hear who the new superintendent is, head to Smith Middle School, and the candidate will be in attendance, and they'll be able to meet with the public following the announcement. I'm hoping to go, and obviously may not hear tonight, but hopefully here in the future, how they're going to help fund the 2/3 of capital needs that were not funded by the recently passed bond referendum. I think that's an important question, along with how we're going to close the racial achievement gap. So those questions will not be answered tonight, but it will be answered who will be named school superintendent. And the school superintendent always has an ex officio place on our board of directors. So looking forward to meeting him or her. So
I'm
excited about 6 p.m. tonight hearing that announcement.
Sounds good. Speaking with Kristen Smith, Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce, obviously a lot of holiday events coming up. And it is holiday season, so this is also a time to give back to our local community. And you sent me earlier this really comprehensive list of different places where you can give back. Mm-hmm. And just another reminder of how many places locally that you can do that.
If you decide, we are actually going to be, the chamber is going to be closed the week of December 26th, but make sure that you like us on Facebook, facebook.com/Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber, and we're going to post all the chamber member nonprofits, which are great places to contribute, not only because it's the holiday season, but a lot of people do their philanthropy and make charitable contributions at year end, so we want to give people ideas and opportunities to give local. A few other resources. I hope you'll like us on Facebook. We'll have posts going all week, just the week of December 26th. But a few other resources. Find all chamber member nonprofits at carolinachamber.org/nonprofits. Also, you should connect with the Triangle Community Foundation to start a fund or learn about local nonprofits. You can find them at trianglecf.org. Stroud Roses Foundation. I know that they've been featured on different segments, including Fred Black's. I serve on their board. They're a chamber member and a private charitable foundation that supports Chapel Hill and Carborough organizations. You can find out more at stroudroses.org. And the United Way of the Greater Triangle is another chamber member and a resource for both individual and corporate giving. Find them at unitedwaytriangle.org.
Awesome. And carolinachamber.org/nonprofits for a longer list of nonprofits that you can support, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
All right. Very cool. So again, speaking with Kristen Smith, short and sweet business speed, carolinachamber.org is the chamber's website. You can go there to get more information about nonprofits, businesses, events coming up. up, and there's a lot of meetings coming up as well.
A lot of meetings coming up. I'm hoping that I might be able to take a break from the short and sweet business beat next week as the chamber is closed, but we will reopen January 2nd with several meetings coming after that. Tuesday, there's a public information meeting on the light industrial district proposed for the town of Chapel Hill, hoping to learn more there. The North Carolina Chamber and North Carolina Bankers Association will have an economic forecast forum that Wednesday, January 4th. We'll have our January Economic Development and Public Policy Committee meeting January 5th. That is open to any chamber member, and we're really excited. We're going to hear from our Orange County delegation of the North Carolina General Assembly. So after all of these special sessions, we'll have a very special opportunity to hear from Representative Greg Meyer, Representative Verla Insko, and Senator Valerie Fushi at our Economic Development and Public Policy Committee. That's at the chamber, 8 to 9:30 a.m., and any chamber member employee is invited to attend.
Do you think after today they'll have a lot to say?
I think again, we're providing a special opportunity after all of these special sessions, but also we're looking at a long session beginning on January 25th, so we wanted to make sure that our members had an opportunity to hear from them. And then on Friday, January 6th, we'll have the Council Committee on Economic Sustainability. So it's a big week for economic development when we get back, so hope to see folks bright and early. Some folks may have January 2nd off, but the chamber will be open. Closed December 26th through the 30th, and opening January 2nd.
All right. So we're not going to talk to you next week. So I know this is we'll probably talk a little bit more about this the following week when we're into 2017. But
I mean, I can do the call in from my pajamas, but you
we
know.
Might ask you to do that because next week, like, we're going to be on the air. Like, I'm going to have 4 hours to fill every single day and not a thing is. Well, I mean, unless they called a seventh special session of the General Assembly.
You never know.
I say seventh because I assume there's going to be a sixth one by the end of this week because that's just the way it goes. But other than that, it's just going to be this news-free week, and we're just going to be, well, in other news, nothing's happening, so... Yeah, well, we're gonna need to talk to you.
It's an opportunity to take stock of the year. I always look forward to your year in review segments here on WCHL. I hope to hear about those. But maybe also we did one just the recap of all the presentations made at different briefings by the chamber. So follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and you can find all of those content, all of those presentations. On our social media.
Also, we'll talk about this next time, but be thinking about New Year's resolutions because for 2017, like, what should our community seek to do?
I will definitely think about our community resolutions. I think personally I need more exercise, so I will make sure that I'm able to walk to the studio every time. But absolutely, we have some resolutions to make for our community.
All right, sounds good. So who was it I was talking with? Yes, Andrea Cash. We were talking about the event that's coming up tomorrow at the Carolina Theater. And it was like, well, 2016 is a bad year, so we're resolving to make 2017 better than 2016. I'm like, that is the lowest bar I have ever heard in my life for anything.
Well. Hopefully we're calling all optimists to aim higher than just doing better than 2016.
Doing better than 2016. Let's pick another year. That let's exactly. do better than 2008. Can we do... No, 2008 was terrible too. Crap. We had a good election and an economic crash. What was the last really good year?
Let's make 2017 a banner year.
There we go.
I'm looking forward to it.
In a positive way. All right. Kristen Smith, Chapel Hill Carver, Chamber of Commerce, Short and Sweet Business Beat. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Aaron.